If you'll turn with me in your Bibles this morning to John chapter 3, starting in verse 1, we're going to look at the scripture this morning. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you for being here this morning. Lord, I thank you. Lord, just clear my mind. Lord, give me wisdom this morning. Let me speak what you want me to say. Lord, I praise you. Thank you for each and every person that's here. Let their ears be open so that they may hear and receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. It says, now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. And Jesus replied, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. At first, we find this religious leader. He's a Pharisee, and if you know what Pharisees are, Pharisees were at that time, the keepers of the law. They were strict. They kept every letter. They dressed a certain way. They did everything to the letter of the law. They were religious. And he wants to come and see Jesus. But he didn't go during the day, did he? He went at night. I think it's because he didn't want anybody else to know he was going. So he goes at night, and then he says, Rabbi. He calls him Rabbi. He said, teacher. He realized he was from God. And then Jesus, he didn't ask a question, but Jesus replied. Even though he hadn't asked a question, he said, truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And the question is this morning, are you born again? Are you born again? Because if you're not born again, what Jesus is saying, he's telling this religious guy, this guy that knows everything, that keeps the law, that unless you're born again, you're not going to see the kingdom of God. That's what he tells him right out. And I believe this. There's a lot of people who go to church. There's churches full of people who are religious people. They go to church every time the doors are open. They teach Sunday school. They pay their tithes. They dress a certain way. They talk a certain way. And they do all these things to what they believe is right according to the religious beliefs, right? But what Jesus is saying, unless you're born again, none of that matters. You have to be born again. You can pay your tithes on time. You can teach every Sunday school class there is. You can do all these things. But unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. Simple as that. It says, how can someone be born when they are old? Verse 4. Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. He didn't understand, did he? Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my sayings. You must be born again. Now I know some people believe that when Jesus says here you need to be born of the water, that means baptism is what they're thinking. They're thinking baptism, but that's not it. See, because we're all born of the flesh. We all was a baby at one time in our mother's womb and we were surrounded by water, right? And then we had a physical birth. So we were born physically. We were born in the flesh. But Jesus saying, every one of us, each and every one of us were there. We were all born in the flesh, and not only born in the flesh, we were born into sin. The flesh. But he's saying, unless you're born of the Spirit, you won't enter. See, the first he said, you won't see, and now he's saying, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. This religious guy, he's telling. This guy that's lived to the letter of the law. Verse 8 says, I'll go back and talk about baptism just a second, because it is important. Baptism is important because it is an outward testimony. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, then you'll want to be baptized, because it's an outward expression of what Christ did for you. That's what it is. It's that expression. It is that testimony that I have been cleansed. I have been born again. I am saved. That's why we get baptized. But so many times, I was baptized as a little kid, but it didn't really mean anything. And so many times, I think people go down into the water, a dry sinner, and they come back up a wet sinner, because it didn't mean anything to them when they got baptized. And baptism doesn't save you. You have to be born again, is what he's saying. The first part of this is basically what he's talking about is regeneration. It's a regeneration. There has to be a regeneration that happens. In verse 8 it says, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it is going. So that it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Nicodemus also, he says, how can this be? He still didn't get it. This religious leader didn't get it. And he goes on to say, Jesus says this, I think he says, you are Israel's teacher, and you do not understand these things. Here's a guy that was a leader of the Pharisees, and he still didn't get it. He's like, I've done all these things. You remember the rich man that went to Jesus at the time, and he said, I've done all these things since I was a youth. And Jesus says, you know, go sell everything you got and give it to the poor. That's kind of what he's saying here to Nicodemus. He's like, you know, all that religious stuff that you do doesn't matter. You have to be born again. And you know, I talk, and this reminds me of sometimes I talk to people about things going on in the church, or things, you know, like we should be motivated to witness to people, and we should be motivated to pray, and we should be motivated. Our desire should be that. Our desire should be to bring somebody else to salvation so they can be born again, right, of the Spirit. That should be our heart's desire, is to see somebody else come to Christ, because He made us a disciple so that we can go out and make, you know, we're a new creation, so that we can bring that word or knowledge of the truth to somebody else, and then they can be a new creation, and it just keeps on, right? If our desire is that, if you're born again, that's your desire. And I talk to a lot of people, and it's like they don't get it. It's just like they don't get it. And I think that's what Jesus is saying to Nicodemus. He says, you're Israel's teacher, and you don't get it. You don't even understand what I'm saying. He says, very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify of what we have seen, but still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? You know, when we're born again, this Bible becomes more than just a historical text. Amen?
Amen?
When you're born again, this Bible becomes more than just a historical text. It becomes something that you can pick up, and the words come off the page, and you're like, I understand it. I know what you're saying, because you're speaking to me. Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. He says, if you can't even understand about the things that's going on now, how are you going to understand about the things if I tell you what's going on in heaven? You're not. Paul said there's mysteries that we won't understand. We just don't get it sometimes, do we? Are you born again this morning? Amen. Can you honestly in your heart, truthfully in your heart, it's not for me to judge. It's not for anybody sitting next to you to judge. It's for you to know in your heart whether you're born again or not. You know it. You know whether you give your life to Jesus Christ or not. Amen? Amen, Brother Curley. Verse 13 says, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Now right there, I want you to stop right there a second. In the Old Testament, what happened is Israel started goofing off again and doing stuff that angered God. It was displeasing to God, and he didn't like it. So what he did is he sent serpents, and that serpents was biting people, and they were dying. And Moses went to God, and he said, forgive them, Lord. Save them. He was pleading with God not to let this happen, and God said, okay, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. You go, you make a brass serpent. And you put it on a pole. And you lift it up so that everyone can see it. That all of Israel can see it. And if anybody gets bit by that snake, they can look to it and they'll be saved. And what Jesus is saying right here is he said, if you'll lift the Son of Man up, if you'll lift him up, when you look on him, you'll be saved of your sin sickness. If that's all we have to do, we have to lift him up and look at him and he will save you. That's how you're born again. There'll be some shouting in here going on over that. Because when you lift him up, all that stuff's gone. But so many times we come down to the altar and we ask God, please help me with my car payment. Please help me with my mortgage. Please help me with my kids. And instead of coming down and say, Lord, please forgive me. I repent of the sin that's in my life. Please, Lord, save me. That's how you're born again. And so we find a lot of people in this country. This is supposed to be a Christian nation we live in, right? Because you could go to Kroger or wherever and you could probably ask, 90% of the people would say that they're a Christian. But it doesn't mean that they're born again. And their lifestyle proves it. Their lifestyle proves it. I can't judge anybody's lifestyle. I'm not the judge. I know what the Word says. It says if you're born again, you're going to live a certain way. Oh no, we don't want to talk about holiness nowadays, do we? There's a difference between holiness and religion. Because you can live religion, but religion doesn't get you to heaven. It doesn't let you even see heaven. Let alone enter the gates. But people think that if I go to church and I'm a good person, I can do all these good things in my life, and I'm not mean to my neighbor, and I'm not mean to my wife, and I'm good to my kids, and I do all these things that I'll be all right. I'll make it to heaven. And everybody's going to heaven, but that's not the way it is. Unless you're born again, you can't even see it. Folks, it's... And I know this is for somebody here this morning. There's somebody here that's played the game long enough in their life and they need to come forward this morning. I believe that. I remember when I got saved and it was real, and I have not been the same ever since. So many people have an experience. They have a religious thought or they have a knowledge of being saved. But unless you've been transformed by the Spirit, unless you've truly been born again, then you'll see the kingdom of God. Amen. It's not a thought. It's not an action of what you've done. It's about lifting Jesus up so that when you look upon Him, He'll save you from your sin sickness. That's what it's about. We're all sinners. Every one of us. We're all there. But we have to keep our eyes focused on Him. We have to keep lifting Him up every day. We have to lift Him up and look at Him and say, Lord, save me every day. Everywhere I walk, everywhere I go, please keep me safe. Amen. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what He's trying to get. Right here, one of the probably the most quoted scriptures is coming up right here in verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Most of us know this one by heart, don't we? That whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. You have to believe in Him. You have to believe in Him. You have to lift Him up. We have to come to the realization. There's two parts of this. The first part of what Jesus is talking about is the regeneration. And the last part He's talking about is the realization that Jesus is the only way to heaven. You know, Jesus died and He was buried. He died for you and I and He was buried. And on Sunday morning, He got up out of that grave and He rose up for you and I. Look at your neighbor and say, He rose, He died for me, and He rose for me on the third day. Amen? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say that. Yes. He died for me. He died for me. Amen. That's shouting right there. Good. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to pound it too hard. Man. He did that for you, for me, for everyone sitting on the pew where you're sitting. He did it for everyone in this world. He did it for Buddha. Amen. But Buddha didn't save us. Buddha didn't rise from the grave. Buddha's dead. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. This world can say there's many roads to heaven, but there's not. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray right now, Lord, I pray right now that there's somebody here this morning that needs to let go. They got stuff going on in their life. They got a messed up life. They got stuff going on that they need to let go of, Lord. And I pray right now that they come forward. There's no time like the presence. It's time to come forward right now and let it go. Let it go. You've held on to it way too long, and it's time right now to let it go. I praise Your holy name. I praise Your holy name. I praise Your holy name. If you've got stuff going on in your life and you just want to let it go, come forward this morning. Praise His holy name. Today's the day, folks. Today's the day. You say, I'm done with that stuff. I'm done with that old life. I'm done with worrying about all this stuff that goes on in my life. I'm going to look at the one that I've lifted up. And I'm just going to look at him, and he's going to take care of it. He's just going to take care of it. Oh, Lord God. Where are you at this morning in your life? Where are you at? Can you honestly say, I'm born again? Can you honestly say that I have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Can you honestly say that this morning? I believe there's a lot of people that's going to leave this earth and just slip right into hell. They went through the motions. They did all the right things. They just never did let Jesus be in control.